It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's not often that we get the chance to speak to the men and women behind British sport, which is why we started Great British Bosses from Anything But Footy. And it's certainly not very often we get the chance to speak to some of them for a second time. So it's an honour to have our first ever returnee, in fact two of them, to the podcast with a big announcement to make. I'm John.
Yeah, I'm Jack Butner, Chief Exec of UK Athletics.
I'm Hugh Brasher, the Event Director for London Marathon Events.
Of course, I'm Paul Foster. I'm the chief exec of the Great Run Company.
Firstly, Jack, huge announcement today. What is it?
We are developing a joint venture between UK Athletics, London Marathon Events and the Great Run Company. And that is effectively going to deliver our major events, bid for future events, partner with us across our rights and grow the profile of the sport.
You mentioned there about the major events, but it isn't just about major events, is it?
Absolutely not. No, it's about reimagining athletics from playground to the podium. So it's a vision for the future of what our sport can be. Track and field athletics is probably the second biggest sport in the world after football, and we need to start realising that potential. And we can't do that as a governing body on our own. We've got too many, you know, broad responsibilities, and we need to bring in the best. And, you know, the London Marathon is the most popular marathon in the world. The Great North Run is the biggest half marathon in the world. And with all that innovation and creativity and expertise working alongside us, it's just going to help us elevate the sport. And it's sort of a crossroads moment. This is a statement of ambition for what this sport can be. And working with these great partners, we're going to have a much better chance of achieving that.
I've got to ask them the question in a moment, but are London Marathon and the Great North Run the best in the business, Jack?
Absolutely. If you look at what they've done over the last 40 to 50 years, you know, that absolutely changed the face of running. And, you know, you wind the clock back, where was running, and now look where it is and what they've done. And it's not just in that, and consistently innovated. So, yeah, I mean, you know, UK Athletics is, let me be clear, UK Athletics has done a very good job with major events, you know, with the World Championships and, you know, within what we can do. But we need increased capacity, increased reach, better marketing, and probably also better risk management around cost control. And that's what these partners can offer.
So, Hugh, what's it like teaming up with these guys and how did it come about?
It came about just from conversations when Jack started about all the things that he had to try and correct as the chief executive of UK Athletics. And I think Paul said, blimey, that sounds like as though you're trying to correct absolutely everything with the sport. And what we want as organisations is an incredibly strong sport. And we think that holistically, the sport needs to be strong. You know, we know that if we have great athletes, great British athletes running the London Marathon, that there is much more media interest, whether it's Samo Farah, whether it's Paula Radcliffe. Emile Caress will be running the TCS London Marathon this weekend. We've got an incredible women's field where we're hoping that world records will get broken this time. And, you know, that is about competition. But what we really have is an incredible opportunity to look at the sport from the playground to the podium, as Jack has said. And, you know, we've got 12,000 kids running the Mini London Marathon, the TCS Mini London Marathon on Saturday. And uniquely, those children are actually being paid to do the event. They're being paid £10. And that money is going towards their schools. And we've been targeting particularly disadvantaged areas of London. And that money is going towards computer equipment or sports equipment. So TCS as a sponsor have been incredibly supportive of that. So we believe that we really have a story to tell across the sport, starting from kids, from road running. You know, Paul has events across the UK, from Glasgow to Portsmouth. And together, we really think what we can deliver will be a compelling narrative for potential sponsors and really allow them to get involved in potentially changing the fabric of society. Running, jumping and throwing are the basic tenets of all sport. And that's effectively what athletics is all about. So, you know, it's been proven that the public want to watch athletics. Fantastic viewing figures from the indoor championships in recently, from the Commonwealth Games. So, you know, we just need to get the athletes in front of people, market them in the right place. And just really looking forward to working with Paul and the Great Run Company and with Jack and UKA.
Paul, as Hugh said, this shows that this isn't just a London thing. This is right across the UK with your involvement particularly.
Look, I think the sport is the most universal sport. It's played by every kid in school at some point. And running and athletics in general are really high on the participation registers across it. And it is a national thing. Athletes come from every background, from every corner of the UK to form our great GB team. And I think this is a national opportunity, and it's a national national sport, and it's a sport which remains super popular. You know, you see how many people buy tickets for the Diamond League in London, how many people tune in on TV for the World Championships in Budapest, for example, how big it'll be during the summer coming up with Paris and the Olympic Games in July and August. And of course, as I've said, a universal sport and a deeply popular sport across the country.
Paul, who's going to be in charge? So the three of you are there, and you've got great experience. So has Jack. So has Hugh. Who's in charge?
We're in the process of appointing the board for the company, which has been done. We'll be going out to appoint a chief executive who will report to that board in due course. But you know, we share a very strong vision for this. We're very well aligned on what our outcomes are. So we don't see that there's a conflict between the three of us in any way. But we'll be putting in place a very capable, very talented individual to run the day-to-day of the business in due course. And they will be responsible for projects across a portfolio of events. And they'll be taking the best talent from across our organizations and talent working directly for Athletic Ventures to build out project teams who can make sure that all of these objectives are met.
Hugh, I think Jack is quoted in the media release today saying that he wants to restore the sport to the popularity of the golden days of the 1980s. Of course, the marathon started in the 80s as well. I'm assuming you'd back up that statement.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I remember growing up and seeing Co and Ovette competing and you know, watching on the BBC Friday night, whether it was from Oslo, whether it was from Zurich, some amazing competition. And it's been shown that actually the public wants to see this competition. And we've got some amazing athletes in the UK at the moment, whether it's Jake Whiteman and Josh Kerr, Molly Caldery, Hannah Cockcroft, Keely Hodgkinson, Zarnell Hughes. You know, these are some of the best athletes in the world competing. The competition between Jake, Josh and Jakob Ingebrigtsen, I think, is just absolutely fascinating. So, you know, we want to put those athletes up against each other. We want to present the sport in an exciting way. Paul has, the Great Run Company has Film Nova as within their portfolio of events. So it just is an incredibly exciting opportunity. And Paul's father, Sir Brendan Foster, has told me a story a couple of times about 6 months in 1980, I think it was about October 1980, that he and my late father went for dinner together, and neither of them told each other what they were plotting. One was plotting the London Marathon, the other was plotting the Great North Run. We now have the most popular marathon on the planet, over 500,000 people applying to it, and the biggest half marathon in the world. So we're sitting here together, and I just think it's an auspicious moment, and we're really looking forward to the future and presenting this amazing sport in an exciting way for a population that loves to get involved and watch it and take part.
Jack, if I can be candid for a moment, does this solve a huge headache for you at UKA because financials have been difficult since you took over?
Yeah, they have been difficult. I think it's important. This is a strategic move. And I've said to both you and Paul, I'd have been wanting to do this anyway, because the breadth of responsibility in governing bodies for a small organisation is massive. And, you know, we are generalist organisations. And, you know, if you look at what is driving sport at the moment, it's creativity and energy and entrepreneurs, often from a non-governing body background. So we're lucky enough to have two of those partners on our doorstep, as we've examined already. So I would have wanted, it's a strategic move, and I think it's the future for governing bodies in many ways. You can't do everything, and the bandwidth and expectation in so many areas is so vast that, you know, inevitably things suffer. So I think this, what would enable us to do is get the sport back to where it is, but it'll allow us to concentrate a little bit more on what you call the sport and getting the best out of our athletes. So absolutely, it solves to some extent a lot of the commercial challenges, but it's not the only reason. And I should say our finances are starting to look a lot better now. So we've cut a lot of costs, and, you know, our forward look business plan, which is a solvent UK Athletics, doesn't include additional income from this. So we're not going into this, you know, what I would call desperate. We're going into this from having been through a tough period of time, but in a fit for purpose, and wanting to build and take the sport forward. So this is a forward move off an organisation that is now much more stable than it was 18 months ago.
And obviously we know that the European Championships is coming to Birmingham in 26. How important is it that this company leads the bid for the World Athletics Championships, hopefully in 2029?
I think it's really important. I think it's a fantastic opportunity over the next 5 years to stage two major international events in the UK, starting with the Birmingham European Championships. Hosting a World Championships in London at the end of the decade will be fantastic. We saw in 2017 that we sold over 1 million tickets for both the then IAAF World Champs and the IPC World Champs, which is a huge number of tickets and very successful in the massive context of global sport. It will be great to repeat that. It would be great to repeat that with a fantastically strong Great British Athletics team there, and it would be great to drive the value of that property for the next 5 years. It's a huge opportunity. It's the perfect venue for it, and staging world-class athletics in Britain in front of a passionate audience at home and in the stadium is just what this is for.
Now, Jack, you've been a guest on this podcast before when you were at British Swimming. Hugh, you've been a guest as well. And Paul is on our wish list. We've been trying to get him on for ages. So we're delighted that he's on the podcast. And hopefully we'll be able to do a separate Great British Bosses with him in the coming weeks. But I can't let any of you go, being the great and good of athletics in this country, without asking the all-important question about cash for gold medals. Jack, firstly, what did you think of World Athletics' statement about cash for gold medals at Paris 2024 for the athletes?
Yeah, I'm strongly supportive of it. I mean, this is a really brutal sport. It's so tough, and you have your career can be really hard, and it, you know, injuries and all these things play a huge part. So more of the rewards from the sport going back to the athletes and the para athletes, I think, is exactly what I'd like to see. Now, I'm an ex-athlete myself, and I know how precarious it is and the choices you have to make. And so I think to me, I'm absolutely fine with that. I think it's what we should be doing. So, maybe in the past we haven't been as willing to do that as we should, but I'm very supportive.
Honestly, exactly the same as Jack's. It's your career is very tough. Injuries are highly prevalent, and athletes deserve as much money as can possibly be generated for them. And you know, the World Athletic Championships has money that the athletes get. So why shouldn't the Olympic Games? It just does make total sense. So I think it's a really good move from Lord Coe.
And I totally concur. I think it's a smart move. It's a great move that's been really welcomed by the athletes, both athletes competing today and in the future, because it's a professional landscape that everybody's in.
But Jack, you used to be at swimming, you used to be at triathlon. Does it put more pressure on those sports to do something similar, or does it put more pressure on the IOC maybe?
I think the pressure goes in all directions to all sorts of different people. So the bottom line for me is, without, you know, singling out any individual organisation, there should, you know, as a general principle, you know, sport has commercialised, and this movement has probably been a bit further behind some others. You know, if you look at the new professional sports, some of whose names I can't even tell you because I don't watch them, but they tend to be far more focused on fans and athletes and value going. And so we need the Olympic and the Paralympic movement needs to reflect that. So I wouldn't want to single out any organization, but as a direction of travel, I believe it's the right one.
Final question then on athletic ventures. What do you hope to achieve, all three of you, by say in 5 years' time? What's the minimum that has to have been delivered?
Well, I would love to have in 5 years' time, five and a bit years' time, I think, if we're being precise, to be standing in the stadium watching the World Athletics Championships taking place in front of a sellout crowd, off the back of a sellout Birmingham 2026 with the best ever British athletics team in the stadium. And the sport in a very healthy financial position, and brands keen to engage not just with those fans and athletes in the stadium and the viewers at home, but with kids from the very beginning of their journey in the sport all the way through. And I think five and a bit years is quite quick, really, but I think it's very possible. And I think all of the foundations are in place for that to be possible.
I think that's, I'd take that. I hope I'm stood alongside him. I'd take that. I don't think I need to say a lot. I just hope I'm stood alongside him. That's all.
Could not agree more. Perfect answer.
Excellent work. Hugh, Jack, Paul, thank you so much for talking to Great British Bosses from Anything But Footy.
Thank you.
All the best.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.